السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله, I'm here with my very good friend Ali Bana. After that video that went viral yesterday of you laying there on the floor, blood all over the place, I think everyone was very scared. So we've come to see him in person to see how he is and to catch up with him. It's been 8 months since we recorded our first video. Ali, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
How are you doing?
Well, alhamdulillah, from compared to yesterday, a lot better, alhamdulillah.
What happened yesterday, man?
As you all know, I have a tumor in my mouth, subhanAllah. The doctors have told me that slowly the tumor is going to start to corrode, and all my vessels inside my mouth will start to erupt and cause a lot of bleeding, to the point where one day, subhanAllah, it'll cause that much bleeding that they won't be able to stop it and it could kill me. So yesterday was the first episode of that, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. But you look good. Yani, alhamdulillah, you really don't look like someone that's suffering. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives you the strength to keep going. How have things been over the last 8 months? And from that first video until now, what's been happening? Where have you been?
Well, I've been up and down in the last 8 months. As you all know, I've been to China, I've been to a different countries, couple of countries to find different types of natural treatment. But subhanAllah, I've found out myself that no matter where you go, there's always someone that's trying to make money or trying to take advantage of you and the situation. So I've come to terms to realize that the only one that's there for me and will always be there for me and has every solution is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You've been faced with a lot of rumors and a lot of scams. And has that affected you much, or have you been able to develop tough skin and move on with it?
To be honest with you, all the people that doubt me, all the people that doubt my sickness, I say thank you very much to all them people, because wallahi, on the day of judgment, I'll be waking up with a mountain of rewards from you backbiting. So I urge all the brothers and sisters, if they want to make their own stories up, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stop giving me your rewards.
It's because they love you, so they want to give you rewards. How's your project? How are things going in Africa?
Well, alhamdulillah, the project, it's very, very good. I'll be leaving on Saturday to go and fulfill everyone's dreams that have donated towards MATW. Even though I'm sick and the doctors have told me that it's not very good for me to travel at the moment because the pressure of the plane and stuff like that can cause me to bleed some more. But subhanAllah, when I first started with MATW, I made a wa'ad with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and myself that I'm in for the kill. No matter what happens to me, no matter how hard the struggle is, I'm going to keep striving until I finish these projects and finish my promise to everyone that's donated.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you strong. Mm-hmm. Your life over the last year, in comparison to the rest of your life, if you could go back, because mashallah, I've been in touch with you. So over the last year, you've done some phenomenal things. So when you look back at the life that you lived in comparison to that 1 year, if you could go back, what would you change?
Well, to be honest with you, at the moment, from when I got sick until now, as I said in the first video, that I've been gifted with cancer. And wallah al-azim, it's actually a gift that I'll never return. And it's changed me that much. It's brought me a lot closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't even know how the things I'm doing, I don't even know how I get them done. A lot of people message me, they tell me, we want to thank you and your team. But little do they know that there is no team. MATW is just, I am MATW. We've managed to reply to all the Facebook I managed to reply to all the people on Instagram, and it's just like, it's pretty much a one-man army. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, I don't know where all this strength is coming from. A lot of people see me, they feel that I'm not even sick. That's why a lot of accusations have been made that I'm not sick. But wallahi, the struggles I go through every day is and it's between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but He gives me so much strength. I wake up every day just wanting to do more and more for the deen.
I remember a while back I went to the hospital to visit you. You weren't there at the time, so I went and I visited Muhammad Nagi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him shifa. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask, what's the dark side of being sick? Yani, what are some of the challenges that people don't get to see? Because when I went to visit him, and you know, I've gone to visit others, there's really a suffering that I think people tend to overlook, and it's a very real suffering. Do you face that yourself? What are some of the challenges that you're going through?
Well, subhanAllah, everything is a challenge when Allah gifts you with a sickness or takes away your eyesight or whatever it is that happens. There's always something from your life that has to change, either for the better or for the better to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you know, for the better for yourself. But sometimes people, like for example, food. There's not much food that I can eat at the moment. For example, when I get pain, there's not much people that I want to tell about my pain, because like I don't want to put my mom or my family through what I'm going through. So I just keep quiet and keep it to myself.
Does that hurt though, the fact that you can't share it? I mean, do you sometimes want to scream it out? I mean, you feel like you can't?
Well, a lot of times you want to scream it out, but you just have to have patience and have tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think that's the biggest thing that we lack in our community, is tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a lot of people believe that they do have tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in reality, as soon as someone gets sick, we straight away hand our life and soul to the doctors. And we have to come to realize that before anything, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pray istikhara, should we do chemo, should we do not, whatever it is that you want to do in life, just take 5 minutes, pray two rak'at istikhara and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if it's the right decision. Because a lot of us are jumping into things. How many brothers have died from this, yani, this chemo that the so-called Western medicine are giving us, the doctors? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the cures written for us in the Quran, like black seed oil,
honey,
the dates,
zamzam
water. Yani, if we really believed from our heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was telling us the truth, that this in itself is sufficient for us to be cured.
I mean, I guess there's no harm in taking other medicines, but this has to be our call, and that,
yeah,
we have to have firm belief. Lastly, I want to say that yesterday when I seen that video of yourself, I must admit that there was an element of shock. And, you know, like I joked with you over the phone, I was like, man, you can't die now. You know, we still got to do more things. But I remember when I was watching it, I did say to myself, why are you shocked? I can die before you. But still we think, oh, because you got a sickness, so you're definitely going to die before me. So I guess my question to you is, what message do you have for the brothers and sisters that rightfully are concerned for you and worried about you and obviously don't want you to die anytime soon? But what message do you have for the brothers and sisters?
Well, subhanAllah, like Brother Hablas is saying, anyone can die before me. Even the people that were watching over me the day when I was on the floor bleeding could have died in that second before me. So we have to live each day as if it's our last. Wallahi, each second as if it's our last. And a message to the brothers and sisters. May Allah reward you all for all your support and concern. So, like, a lot of people need to not feel sorry for me, because I'm happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted me with. They need to worry and reflect from what they see and ponder and think about them being in the same position. Not even in the same position. Anyone can die at any time. So the truth is, as much as you feel sorry for me, you should be feeling sorry for yourself before me. Because alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me a project. I have something to work for in my life at this time. And I have a project I'm working towards to build my akhirah. And a lot of people neglect that. They want to build their houses, their families, their kids, before they build their akhirah, you know what I mean? So just sit down, reflect, and while I think, make the most of it, yeah. And think of you being in a position before feeling sorry for anyone.
Tab Ali, lastly, where can people go to get authentic news about yourself and your condition?
Daily Telegraph. I've said it once before. If anyone wants,
because a lot of people do share your stuff, and so I guess, where's the most preferred place people can go to make sure that what they're seeing is definitely authentic?
Well, the most preferred place is the Facebook page and the Instagram page, MATW Projects. So if you haven't seen anything posted on there that I've passed away or I'm in hospital or whatever it is, it's not true. Unless it's posted on our page, then believe it, inshallah.
Amen. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you strong, Amen. Give you shifa, Amen. And to use you to empower this ummah.
Amen, inshallah. Love it.